When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Billy B. out in Newbridge Heights.
Billy D?
B!
Billy
as in,
B.
As in bazooka.
Billy B.
Or Barbarella.
Okay, but you're...
I guess it could be any B, actually.
But your last name is not Barbarella or Bazooka, is it?
No!
Okay, what's up?
I don't think my last name's really any of your business.
Well, it's not, but you're the one who had to give me an initial like that.
Well, you know, there's a grand history of people that just have a first name and a last initial. Like...
Mike D.
Mickey D. Mickey D, the hamburger chain, and also the drummer for Motorhead.
And the guy from...
Although his was D-E-E. Okay. I have to admit.
Sure.
Ooh, this is falling apart.
No, it's not. It's not, Billy. Welcome.
I should go.
No, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Get off of your phone,
no,
Billy B.
No, Billy, don't say that, Billy B. Do you have... do you have something?
I'm just having a good time tonight, having a couple beers.
You having a couple cold ones?
I am, yes. So, this Howard Stern thing is pretty nuts, right?
Yes, I got mentioned today on Howard Stern.
My God, it's crazy. You must have been sitting on guacamole when you heard that, right?
I was not sitting... I don't know what that means, but... No, I wasn't.
Okie doke. Fair enough.
Yeah, no, but it's very flattering, very exciting.
Is it true what he called you?
Well, I didn't hear it, actually.
I didn't hear it either. I'm just ripping.
Oh, so you're just trying to make up a...
I was trying to get your goad.
Mm-hmm. To get my what?
Your goad.
My goat.
What?
What is a... I don't know what get your goad is.
Oh, I always figured it was an acronym for something. G-O-A-D.
I don't think it's an acronym.
Should we Google that?
I'm not going to, no. I'm
ooh,
gonna...
Oh, here's what I want to talk about first.
What's that?
I have my web browser open to this. They released the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Real quick rundown. Let me see here. Bad Brains, Chaka Khan, Chic, Depeche Mode, ELO, the band that was incredibly cool when I was in junior high school, but now seems to be everyone's favorite band. The Jay Giles Band.
Wait, who is the band? Who is that band? That was
ELO.
ELO. Oh, that's right. When suddenly it was like...
Everyone's favorite band now.
I'm at the ELO show right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
I think you and I were the only people that weren't there. On Earth. Just like you and I are probably the only people not running multi-marathons every day. So, who else we got here? Jane's Addiction, Janet Jackson, Joan Baez, Joe Tex... Journey, Kraftwerk, MC5, Pearl Jam, Steppenwolf.
There's no way Pearl Jam gets in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way it happens.
Oh, I don't know. Steppenwolf, The Cars, Zombies, Tupac Shakur, and Yes.
I was joking with Pearl Jam.
I know.
They might as well already be in. They might. They probably already have the exhibit set up for them.
They do. And I assume Tom Morello is going to induct Pearl Jam because modern rock's only other articulate artist is the singer for Pearl Jam.
So you think Tom Morello will induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Eddie Vedder can't induct his own band, can he? There's only two of those guys out there.
I could, yeah, he might try, though. He might be the first to try.
He might.
I really want to welcome these next guys to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They really belong there. And then he goes, let's hear it for Pearl Jam. And then he like just slides to the other side of the mic.
He just takes his jacket off, his corduroy jacket. Starts singing. I'm very excited about this because... And I'll tell you, I can't be the only one out there who wants to see Neil Sean, HR, Magic Dick, Rod Argent, Greg Hawks, John Anderson, Wayne Kramer, and Joan Baez getting down on a group jam 20-minute grand finale of Autobahn, right? It's got to happen.
That would be the greatest thing. So who? So that'd be like HR from Bad Brains.
Yep.
He'd be wanting to play a super fast version of Autobahn or a slower version.
Oh, slower than you can imagine. He doesn't like fast music anymore.
Okay, so he'd want to slow Autobahn down.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, yeah, that would be, I would love to see that, especially if Magic Dick could just blow that mouth organ.
Blow. Hey, can we keep this PG?
Well, no, that's what he plays, a mouth organ.
Will you stop saying that? Please?
That's what you call a harmonica.
Oh, I thought you were talking about it.
No.
Sex.
No, I wasn't. I had to bleep all that, by the way.
All of it?
All of it.
Even when I said...
Yeah, I had to bleep all...
All of them, oh geez, well...
It's all gone.
It's all gone. Sorry. Hey, speaking of Kraftwerk...
Yeah?
And legendary German bands...
Mm-hmm.
I'd kill to get my hands on that Canvas LP that guy in Dusseldorf found today. Did you see this?
No. A rare record?
Yeah.
What is it?
Canvas.
I don't know Canvas.
You don't know about Canvas?
I don't. Should I?
Yes. Well, it was this very short-lived supergroup consisting of Damo Suzuki and Malcolm Mooney from Can, Ron Tutt, Elvis Presley, and James Burton from the TCB band also. It was a great band. C-A-N-V-I-S.
Hold on. Canvas, not C-A-N-V-A-S.
No.
Canvas, like Elvis?
Yes.
So it's guys from Can and Elvis Presley's band?
Yeah.
Including Elvis.
Elvis Presley and James Burton.
I've never heard of Canvas. So what would that even be?
Well, you know, it had that kind of, you know, krautrocky sort of thing. Wait, is it krautrock or crowdrock?
It's kraut.
Let me Google this. Hang on. No, you're right. It is. I thought it was crowdrock because, you know, people would come to see it.
But that would be all rock people.
That's true.
Yeah. So all rock.
And you're taking me to rock school tonight.
Well, sometimes you gotta sit back and learn.
Oh, shut up!
What?
You're the one who didn't know about Canvas.
You're right, Billy. You're right, Billy B. I didn't know about Canvas. So maybe I did a little learning myself tonight.
Maybe.
Also.
Well, I'll take you to school right now.
Okay.
It was a very short-lived thing because Colonel Todd Parker, you know, Elvis's manager?
Tom Parker.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, let's Google this.
No, please stop Googling.
No, you're right. It is Tom. Anyway, he went ballistic when he heard how uncommercial Das Klondike was.
Das?
The lead-off single.
What was it?
Das Klondike?
Das Klombach.
I'm not sure if it was Das Klombake or Das Klombach, however they say it in German.
Das Klombach.
Das Klombach.
I did not. I've never heard.
It is Klombach because it has an umlaut over the A, the
okay.
second A.
So it was kind of like clam bake, but yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So Colonel Tom Parker had all the copies pulled.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Of the album.
Even the ones that had already been sold.
How do you pull things that are sold?
Well, he was literally going to people's houses and rifling through their record collections in the middle of the night until he found the album he was looking for. And then he'd rifle through their refrigerators until he found the snacks he was looking for. And then he'd stay for like an hour or so.
So he would break into their house.
That's correct.
Steal the album back.
Yeah.
And then also help himself to some snacks.
Oh, yeah. He was known to actually, like, throw things on the stove and, you know, bring out the pots and pans and things and, you know, do some crock pot cooking as well. He was there for a long time.
But he got all the copies of Canvas back?
He did. He got them all back, and then he had them all melted.
So that's why it's such a rare record.
That's true, and that's why he was also the owner of the world's largest Sunday bowl.
Because of all the, that's what he made with the...
That's what he had them melted into, yeah.
He melted all the Canvas albums into an enormous Sunday bowl.
He sure did, Tom.
Well, you learn something new every day, Billy.
We're teaching each other.
I guess that's how life works sometimes. Sometimes you're the teacher, and sometimes you're the student.
Sounds like someone's been watching some kung fu.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of The Police, actually.
Oh, what album?
Synchronicity.
Ooh, Miss Credenko. That's the best song on that record. Followed by Oh My God.
Mm-hmm.
There's other songs on that record, too, I think.
I think there are a few other songs on it, yes.
Might be.
Uh-huh.
It might... You know, one of the few albums that was a number one album where all the players wore shorts during the recording of it.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Hey, let's go back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure.
You know, I love when you do those cool impressions.
Okay. Well,
it's coming up on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the best possible birthday present would be you doing Joe Namath inducting Yes. Please.
You want me to do an impression of if Joe Namath.
Yes.
Football legend Joe Namath.
Yes.
Was inducting Yes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All of them.
Okay, let's see. It would probably go something like this. I'll do this. I'll try. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a thrill. When I was on my Super Bowl run, I would listen to Time and a Word. And Starship Trooper was one of the favorite songs I would play before each game with the football Jets. Let's all have a huge hand and welcome the band that brought us close to the edge. Tales from Topographic Oceans. Going for the One. Drama. The Big Generator. Union. Tormato.
Say Tormato again, please.
Tormato. And let's have a hand for John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, Steve Howe, Alan White, Jeff Downs, Trevor Horn, Tony K, Rick Wakeman. Let me think who else.
Chris Squire.
And of course, this band would not be here. They are one soldier down. The great Chris Squire passed away earlier this year and could not be in attendance, obviously. So we send out our loving wishes to his family. Let's all have a huge hand for the Fish.
I loved it. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Billy.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of this topic, have you heard this thing where the Jam can't get in the Hall of Fame because they exceeded the number of times an act can refer to takeaway curry?
Wait, what was that?
I think they have exceeded the number of times an act can refer to takeaway curry in a song or in their songs, so they have been disqualified from the Hall of Fame.
So they can't get it because they've exceeded whatever the maximum amount of references is.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess I didn't know there were that many regulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There are so many, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, touching on tonight's topic.
Yeah, what's the Blowhard 100?
I hope this hasn't been mentioned yet, but you know who I think's a bit of a blowhard?
Who's that?
And I know I'm probably in the minority here.
Okay.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah, Frank Zappa. He is not on the list. Wait, what makes you think he's a blowhard?
Well, I watched that movie on Netflix, you know, that came out over the summer, and he's a bit, dare I say, I don't know, condescending?
Like, how so?
Well, like, he kind of talks like literally everyone who's listening is really beneath him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody.
Like, if you're hearing this.
If you're within the sound of his voice, he's your master. And basically, his music is basically saying that the listener is stupid.
Okay, like, it's implicit in his music that if you're not me hearing this.
Yes.
You probably don't understand this.
Exactly. But, you know, he has written a lot of great songs, though.
Like what?
Well, like, off the top of my head, Minnie and Marvin's Marvelous Milquetoast Fandango, Three Cheers for Professor Rodrigo's Manure-Powered Helicopter, Half-Rabbit Water Moccasins and Pink Daffodils for Brunch, Parts 4 through 7, a 500-page list of people I'm smarter than. What else is there? Oh, The Ballad of Stong Dugat, Sweden's Pervert King of Doo-Wop, Who Stole Uncle Remus's Peanut Butter? What else? Todd Rundgren thinks he's a genius, but his music appeals to teenagers and lower life forms. And, of course, Jazz Fart.
Well, those are well-crafted.
Long songs.
Long songs. So, you feel like he would make this blowhard list.
I do. Especially that one song of his, it's called... Have you heard that song?
Wait. I thought you were thinking of the title. What is it?
No. No, it's called...
Wait, that's the song.
Yeah. It's like basically him being frustrated with the listener for 10 minutes.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, it's on Flaccid Bebop Excursions.
I don't know it. Wow. I didn't know there was a song that's just an exasperated sigh.
It is. Yeah, it's really long, too. Oh, hang on. Okay. Look, Tom, speaking of blowhards.
Yeah?
My step-uncle has been hovering over my shoulder this whole time.
Okay.
And he has something he wants to say to you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. T is for the truth you shower upon us. R is for Republican values pure. Okay. U is for unanimous, uncontested victory.
M is for the millions bowing down to you. P is for presidential class and dignity. Trump! Trump! America's favorite president. Trump! Trump! The best we'll ever have!
Wait.
Hi, Tom.
Is this Zachary Brimstead, Esquire?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I have not spoken to you in so long.
So long.
Well, that was a stirring... Was that an endorsement from you?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
You know, when President Trump assumes his throne, I'm going to be Minister of Barbershop.
I don't know if there's any minister of anything in our government.
Oh, well, there's going to be, and I'm going to be the head of the Barber Gestapo.
Oh, great. The Barber Gestapo.
You better watch out, because me and my brown cummerbunds are going to rule with an iron pitch pipe.
Oh, no. Oh.
So look out, you MFing BF.
Charming. That's so charming. Haven't heard from him in so long, Zachary Brimstead. Oh, my. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And, of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net, and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.